I fear Minnie has cystitis.
I hate hearing about people's pets.
What is cystitis?
It's a bladder infection, Scotty. My dog has a bladder infection.
Is Scotty in this podcast open?
Are you? Is he meant to be?
Are you allowed to sit with us?
I've just inserted myself in.
I like it.
I've got a question.
Okay.
You know in Beyonce and Eminem's new song?
Not at all. I've never heard it.
I walk on water. What do you think that crackling noise is that they do? What?
Can someone play me the song?
Yeah, I'm funny.
Do you even work in commercial radio?
Sarah, you wanted to play Elvis on commercial radio. Okay, so don't give me your, like, I'm so hip.
Well, you just
want
to listen to Dean Lewis the entire time. This is it. Listen.
Why do they have that in the background? Is it an error? Is it a production post-prod error?
Nobody calls
Sounds
it post-prod.
What is it? Is it chips, Samboy chips?
It could be Samboy chips while they're singing. I wondered if it was flames. I wondered if it was ice cracking or whether it's paper.
But is it my question is... No, don't. I hate it. But is it an error? Like, did they capture it?
I ain't no Jesus.
Sarah, Scotty, did they capture it accidentally? But why would they put that through on the track?
It's through the entire way. And it's really off-putting when you're driving. It's like when there is a song has a siren in it and you like start to pull over to the left and it's actually in
post-prod.
They've put it in.
Scotty, what is it? What does the internet say about it?
I think it's the idea that Eminem's writing his rap.
Oh, it's him scribbling on paper.
Yeah, because I could be wrong. I'm actually going to look up the lyrics,
Please
but I'm pretty sure his rap is him talking about how hard it is to write a rap that he's happy with. So I think it's him writing, scribbling up paper and throwing it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We should do that with our show plans.
Guess what, guys? I don't care about any of it. Who cares? I don't.
Okay, I mean, good podcast opener. So far we've had Lise
talk about her pet and I say, I don't care.
And then you
talk
about
up lyrics, you say, I don't care. What do we care about?
This is just you wanting to sing Beyonce to me and show off your pipes. That's what that was about.
Yeah,
you just didn't.
It was.
Okay, before we get into the best bits of the radio show, I want to hear your thoughts on the care bit you're about to do.
Okay, so we're heading down to Kira. New spot. It's a big four, Kira. The boys are already down there, Dane and Max and Remy. They left yesterday.
So where is Kira for people who live outside of southeast Queensland?
Oh, do we have listeners outside of that?
Apparently.
It is down Gold Coast way, between Gold Coast and Byron, let's just say that roughly. We're off camping. That's all I have to say about that. I have to make the dinner on Sunday.
Good one.
Any tips?
Good story.
Snags. I'm going to do a barbecue and then I'm going to buy $10 worth of chips with chicken salt for everyone because we're there with another family. And then I'm just going to whip up a little salad.
I think you just want to go and hang out with the youth because it's schoolies week.
Yeah, I'm a toolie.
You know how you wanted me to go tomorrow?
Yeah, you're not coming, are you?
Oh, wait, was this the one that you tried to rope Sarah into?
I'm not going.
Why not?
Because I could think of nothing. I was in until you said it was schoolies weekend, and then I was like, there is no way I'm driving down to the
New
Gold Coast.
South Welshman's
Yeah, that's right. A
schoolies.
Day, you know, 3 hours driving in a day just to sit at the beach, which I don't
It's not 3 hours driving. It's an hour and a half, and two of your very good friends are going to be there.
So an hour and a half there and an hour and a half back in one day, that's 3 hours.
Yeah, but just like, you're not, like, who cares? It's fun. Do you know that? Are you familiar with fun? I told you I bought a tarp to wrap around you so that the sun wouldn't get you. And I've also bought you like an inflatable bed so you don't even have to touch the water. I can just tow you around the shallows. Mm.
Did you see Jaws when there was that person
That's
on an air mattress?
That's why I'm going to tow you on an air mattress.
Wrap it up.
I really, really am busting for the toilet. I'm really, really need to go now, guys.
Is it Minnie who has cystitis?
I think
or
it's like, what's it called when you're like, I'm an empath. I'm a cystitis empath.
With
if
a she dog.
Has
with
it,
a dog.
I
that's
have it.
Nice.
Before we go, Minnie's your dog.
Yes.
The Great Dade, which is here at the office.
Yes, I had to bring her. Don't tell the office manager.
Have a great week.
Enjoy the show.
Highlight?
Nah.
Highlight? This? Highlight what?
Highlight of the show.
Highlight of the show would be...
I did like talking about the new love mitten that's available on the market.
It's called the smitten.
I liked that. What about you?
I really liked the Real Housewives of Melbourne, I think, chatting with them.
I liked asking about kids' dance concerts going too far.
Yes, that was
just
all...
so you know, that was your highlight. That was the best bit of the show.
Was it?
What, this? Our chat now?
No, the kids' dance concerts bit.
Was it?
Have fun at camping. Bye.
Thank you.
I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Hey, folks. 13, 10, 60. I want to ask, are kids' dance concerts going too far?
Well, I wouldn't know, Sarah, because I have two boys that don't do dance. So fill me in.
Let me tell you about a chat that I had with a friend of mine whose seven-year-old daughter does dancing at a decent dance school, I suppose. Yep. End of year concerts. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got all your lesson fees and you've got your costumes. They cost a bomb from that perspective anyway. Mm. But let me tell you how much the ticket price was per adult to go and see her daughter, seven-year-old daughter, dance at a school, college, what do you call it?
Venue. Mm-hmm. How much?
$70 per adult.
That's approximately the price of going to see what's on at the QPAC at the moment.
I could, if you're under 30, you can get a ticket to the Queensland Ballet for $56.
You're kidding. Okay, so what do you get for $70 and why isn't it?
Well, what I imagine you get is watching your kid on stage for 3 minutes. Hopefully they know the steps. And then you've got to sit through 3 hours of other children you don't know dancing.
So I thought that when you put your kid in dancing that the fees would cover the concert at the end and that's what you get for paying.
Well, that's what I think it used to do. I mean, I understand that concerts have costs involved, but they're not doing it at the Lyric Theatre.
Oh, no.
Are they? And then, now this kind of surprised me a few years ago when my little girl was doing dancing and she was 4 at the time and it was her first concert and she came to me after the performance and said, "Mum, where are my flowers?" And I said, "What? Diva, you're 4. But sure enough, all these other kids came out with bouquets.
Like a prima ballerina.
That they'd been given for their performance. My tiny little mind was blown.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, I'm sure when I danced at the Moncrief Theatre in Bundaberg in 1988,
here we go.
Bez wasn't giving me any flowers, nor were they paying.
You know what this is? It's the princess syndrome. This is, and it applies to boys as well. Because I saw something in our news. I don't know if it was the school newsletter or something else, asking parents or telling parents, if you want to order your sons a trophy for the end of year presentation for sport, I was like, order them a trophy for what?
What, like have they won?
No, they haven't won. It's just if you want to order them a trophy
so
for the sake of a trophy.
Out.
This is the princess syndrome and the prince syndrome where we're telling our children that you're so wonderful. Here's a bouquet of flowers for doing a bad gypsy tap.
Yeah. Oh, well, I mean, I'm curious as to what other people think. All these concerts are happening right now,
yes.
End of year. Educate us. Yeah. 13, 10, 60. Are kids' dance concerts going too far or is it just how things roll these days?
Is it kosher?
Okay.
13, 10, 60. Have you seen something a little bit too far at a kids' dance concert? We'd love to take your calls. How was that? Is that trophy worthy, that?
That was good.
Yeah, I'd buy you a trophy.
Thank you.
Joe from Mount Gravatt East. What are your thoughts on dance concerts going too far?
My daughter does, it's called sports aerobics, same thing, doing dance. And you still pay the fees and everything. You've got to buy the costumes. And every time you go, you pay about $20, $25 per performance to watch her go.
Okay.
And I've got to the point, because the distance of the venue is so far away, I'll actually sit in the car park and read a book instead of paying the money. Because you sit there for three, I did it once, you sit there for 3 hours and listen to two of the same songs over and over for 3 hours.
Oh, you'd be rocking in the corner by the end of that. And so I'm guessing with sports aerobics, they have multiple performances. Do they?
No.
Yeah.
No, just one.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, so you sit there for 3 hours and watch your kid hopefully not fall on their ass.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a modern day form of torture in my
And
books.
Then there are the other add-ons too now where you can buy a DVD of the performance because you can't take, you know, obviously you can't take videos
Why
of kids
Why would you
and
want
stuff.
To watch that over and over again? Jenny from Victoria Point, what are your thoughts on dance concerts?
Oh, look, I was amused by your stories as well. I actually work at a high school down here that do it beautifully, and that's why I wanted to just offer the alternate, which was it's a gold coin to get in for parents, families, etc., to make it accessible to all, and it's a celebration of dance and the kids. And it's not torturous, it's fabulous, and we all get pretty excited about going to it. So
that sounds gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
That sounds like my dance concerts of old.
Yeah, I think it's just sounding like these are being turned into massive productions that everybody hates. Essentially, yeah. It's like it's
well,
taking the joy out of it.
I think I mean, maybe there may not be people who mind forking over, you know, $250 to go and watch a dance concert for mum and dad and grandma and granddad. But you know, do they get bouquets of flowers at the end there, Jenny?
No, they do not. They give the kids usually put together to give a bouquet to their teachers.
Oh, that's so lovely. Yeah.
They are beautiful. I mean, and I just think it's intrinsic rewards, you know, and that's what they work on. The teachers work incredibly hard to encourage them and inspire them, and they're just enjoying dance, which is what it's all about, isn't it?
Oh, it is. Jenny, you've got a really beautiful voice,
I
can say that too.
I mean, Sarah, the most I'd do is just pluck some onion weed out of the garden and hand it to, like,
a few dandelions.
Yeah, take this. Anna from Manly, what are your thoughts on end-of-year dance concerts? Are they OTT over the top?
Absolutely. So I worked at a dance studio, and at the moment, this time of year, kids are doing, okay, I'm talking about three-year-olds, right? They're doing one rehearsal on Friday, two rehearsals on a Saturday every week until their concert. So it's about 6 weeks before the concert. Each rehearsal is about $20.
Why do you have to pay for a rehearsal?
$60, which is ridiculous, right? There's no reason that you have to pay for a rehearsal.
No.
But the tickets for the concert are $60, and then you actually have to buy your child a rose for the end of their concert.
Oh,
so if you don't buy
it,
you're that, you know, parent that doesn't buy their child a rose. So
A rose. You have to buy your child a rose. It's like Ferdinand the Bull.
So you look like the loser parent if you don't buy a rose for your 3-year old.
Exactly.
Who probably has just fumbled on stage and not done the moves that they've been training for.
No.
Is that right?
And you have to pay to hire costumes as well. Like, you don't even get to keep the costumes for half of them. Only half of the studios actually give you the costume, and then the rest of them you pay the same price. So like for a 3-year old, you're paying $50, $60 for a costume. And if your kid, you know, maybe talented enough to do two dances, then you have to pay per costume.
Anna, as a dance teacher, answer me this. Is any 3-year-old talented?
Maybe like 1 in 50.
Really? A 3?
Yeah.
Because my child...
My 3-year-old is that talented at ballet. I'm sorry.
I don't think
okay, so it's official. The people have spoken and kids' dance concerts are going too far.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
Dance.
Well, just like you're not going to let Maxie do cricket, maybe I'm out for dance.
Jazz hands.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Hashtag mum has still got what she's always had, you know. Or...
Those Two Girls.
Guys, there's a really exciting new product out on the market. Ooh, it's a glove that allows couples to hold hands inside one mitten. It's red, it's woolen, it's the smitten.
And it looks like a love heart. So this is like, just imagine this, guys, like... If you are so into public displays of affection that you cannot walk down the street without holding your partner's hand and it happens to be cold out, this is the glove for you.
Imagine a red love heart with two open endings and your hands are in there.
I mean, this
it must be glove.
Oh, stop
glove,
it.
Why? Glove.
I should have known you'd take it here.
Yeah.
This is my question to you, Sarah, is first of all, would you buy this? And second, Secondly, are you into public displays of affection?
No. If Wills and I are out together, we look like we're estranged. No one would pick "we've been together for 14 years.
So what is it
touch
about...
him in public? That's ridiculous.
It's funny because some people are, that is their love language.
It is.
Or their glove language.
Their glove. You know what I say? Cold hands, cold heart.
What? Isn't it cold feet, warm heart?
I think
that's when
so.
You play footsies in bed, isn't it? You know, when it's really cold, I just put my feet on Dane's kidneys.
But that's passive aggressive.
It's very warm. He's like a beast, like a wildebeest. He's constantly, well, he loves it when I do that.
And you just put your feet in his fur. Ooh, toasty. Are you into PDAs?
Not really. I mean, I like it if Dane shows people he loves me.
How does he do that? He just feeds you.
Just
buys you food.
Puts me on the back of his motorbike. That's good. That's about as close as we get. Like, that means, like, if he says, come on, let's go for a ride, then I am literally like a baby koala on the back of his back.
I don't know if that's a public display of affection. I'm just clinging on for your life.
Yeah, that too.
If, you know, like if we think of famous couples who may have needed this, I think of Jack and Rose from the Titanic.
Oh, that would have been handy.
I'll never let you go, Jack. Well, they didn't have the smitten. If they had the smitten, Jack would have still been on that door. They would have been holding on with their little love heart glove.
I think it's going to go off. Unfortunately, we live in Queensland and it's about 37 degrees most days, so no one's going to buy this here, ever.
Maybe we need to work on our PDAs.
With each other?
Yeah, give me a hug.
No, thanks. Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls. It doesn't have any lyrics.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, it's instrumental. Mm. Thinking.
I like that you spelled that out. It doesn't have lyrics. It's instrumental.
It is. I took music till year 12, Sarah. I'm good at it. Those Two Girls. Guys, earlier in the week, we were really excited and nervous and terrified because we got to chat to the Real Housewives of Melbourne, the season 4 cast.
Yep. So we had two cast members, Jackie Gillies, who is a celebrity psychic, and she's married to Powderfinger's drummer Ben. Is
yes,
that right?
Yes.
And then Sally Bloomfield, who's the new Real Housewife of Melbourne on the block, and she was a former editor of Harper's Bazaar.
Yeah, I mean, they're pretty impressive ladies. Yeah. And you know, they're not really on our level.
Well,
in
no,
that,
and so
know.
We had doubts as to how real that Real Housewives title was for them because, I mean, they live a very exotic lifestyle.
They really do. So we put them to the test and we thought we'd ask them a few questions.
What popular supermarket chain requires a token for their trolley?
Aldi. I actually bought a token from Aldi the other day.
Did you?
I have it in my purse.
I was surprised that they even knew what Aldi was, Sarah.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have thought that women of this, you know, they're what do they call it? Society women, right?
I
Is
guess
that what you
so.
Call them?
I guess.
They don't
but
shop
then Sally
at Aldi.
Went even further, saying she loved the liqueur at Aldi. I mean, so she was a woman after your own heart.
What's liqueur again?
It's their facial.
Facial.
Their facial. Their facial cremes.
It's their beauty products. I'll translate that. That was just weird.
Anyway, moving on. So then we thought we'd ask them about their favourite holiday destinations. Okay, I went on my last family holiday to Dubbo.
Oh,
so I will put to you Dubbo or Dubai.
Darling, I go to Europe every year, so I have to say Dubai. Yeah, I'd have to say, sorry, that's a no-brainer, Dubai. Yeah. Yeah.
I love how Sally asked, how'd you find Dubbo? I mean, I just went down the Newell. For about 6 hours.
Is that the New England Highway?
Well, there's two ways to get to Dubbo.
What does Newell mean? Is that short for New England Highway?
No, no, they're two different highways. Mm, Newell goes down past Gundy.
I'm so
that
sorry
highway,
that
then
you
New
know
England.
That.
I know. I mean, I don't want to brag, but I'm very antipodean. They can go to Europe. I've got Australia covered.
You know what is odd? I mean, how comfortable are you with women calling you darling? Because it's the way they say it. It's so breathy, darling.
So breathy, darling.
Oh, darling, I go to Europe every year.
I quite like it.
Do
darling?
You?
I do, darling.
I don't. And then, yeah, this bit was good. Okay, so after a few questions, we did get a little sidetracked because, Sarah, it was very flattering. They started telling us just how attractive
well,
we
you,
were.
You.
There. You guys are too good looking to be on radio. Seriously.
These ladies look like models, guys.
You know how they say you've got a great head for radio?
Well, Lise was a model
stood
in for Adriana Lima in the Victoria's Secret parade.
I've got goosebumps, and I actually believe that the way you walked.
See, Sarah, that last voice was Jackie Gillies, who is a psychic, and she said the way I walk was a tip-off.
Yeah, it's kind of like you've got a pole up your...
Oh. That's not true at all.
It's not true.
I think a good impression, and I just think that next time we're in Melbourne, Sarah, which we've never been to Melbourne, but next time we
are... We have been to Melbourne.
Have we?
Well, not...
Yeah. But anyway, I just think we should ride on their very expensive coattails and just, you know, we asked them that.
We'll take you out, darling. I will take you out. Trust me on that.
Thanks, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
BFFs for life with the housewives, you and I.
Yeah, I'm done. This
weekend, you're listening to Those Two Girls.
A year later.
She's crying. She's a crier. She's a crier. See, and when she cries, I laugh. But it's so beautiful. I want to cry, but I'm not a crier.
Those Two Girls.
If you're tired of the same old shopping experience, well, I think Sunshine Plaza down at Maroochydore has found the solution.
Up at Maroochydore.
Wow. I didn't know Mum was on the show.
Up at Maroochydore.
Up at Maroochydore. Sure, yes. Sure.
What's happening over
there? You know what? I'm done.
No, this is incredible, guys. Okay, so just a few days ago, Sunshine Plaza announced that it's lodged a development application, a DA, for wrap your ears around this, a high ropes adventure course. So we're talking 10 zip lines, Sarah. One of them is 130 metres long. There's going to be, like, it's over the top of a creek. It's going to be the first and largest high ropes course in a shopping centre in the country.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, I did the zip line up at White's Hill Reserve once, and that was pretty tricky for me. But we're talking one that's 130 metres long across a creek.
I mean, they're going to great lengths, get it?
I see what you did.
To really bring people into the centre. I think it's going to be fabulous. I am so down for it. I'm going to be like, darling, I'm just zipping down to DJs. Get it?
Well, I don't think it'll be, I do get it, but I think it will offer a whole new meaning to partners who go shopping and just end up sitting on the couch on their phones.
Yeah, like the man chair.
They'll just be thinking they're what, like Tarzan and do a bit of like,
No, Dane would be like, don't rope me into spending more money, Lise. I could just go all day with this. I think,
it's the new smoke bomb in a shopping centre. Just like, where was he? He was here a minute ago.
I just want to go on. Would you go on it?
No.
Oh, I knew it. It would be so fun. Yeah. Dangling above a creek with shopping bags in hand.
Look, I'd give it a go if they paid us. Are we soliciting for work? Would you do it?
100% I would. Yeah. I would. I love all that stuff. It's like Ninja Warrior.
Do you think it would be good Boxing Day sales? So you could just, almost like Mission Impossible, but you could drop down from the zip line and pick up the product you want, like Tom Cruise. And then retreat up through the ceiling.
I think shopping centres are just going nuts over, like, the next big thing.
Oh, yeah,
what
it's
else
so
can
competitive.
We do? What else can we do? I love it. I mean, it's just getting people to be super creative.
I mean, I think Ninja Warrior next year should be training at Sunshine Plaza, perhaps.
They did that at another shopping centre, didn't they? It's already been done, so keep up with it.
Okay, we're done.
Zip, zip. Zip line. Zip.
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Okay, I think you're going to get it on this one. It's not Histon, it's...
Melton?
Oh! For the love of God!
Those Two Girls.
Oh, what a banger. Brizzy Girls, the Veronicas, a Brisbane's Hit 105 with Lise and Sarah, Those Two Girls.
Untouched by the Veronicas. That's our husband's anthem. Feeling so untouched. Sorry.
Okay, and from that, let's talk election. Yes, party people, and I mean party because there are election parties that need to be voted in today. It's happening around Queensland, obviously.
Yes, it is.
It is, and what, Lise?
Spit it out. What are you
trying
to say to me?
Well, I'm disappointed because you have already voted.
I have. I'm an early voter.
Yeah. I do. You're very organised, but I think you've made an error.
Why?
Because the best thing about polling day is the food at the polling booths. And you are missing out on that.
What an oversight.
For somebody who eats 17 times a day, I'm surprised you have missed an opportunity to get some snacks.
What are we talking here? I don't know. I don't go there to eat, Sarah.
Well, there's a website, electionsausagesizzle.com.au. They should get an Order of Australia for creating that site that actually lists, what is it like, of all the polling booths, there are however many that are doing sausage sizzles.
I mean, okay.
But there's a different, like there's sausage, then others have heaps more food.
Like what? Like, I've never seen
it. Like stuff that I can freeze for my kids' lunches and for the week
like
that
fudge.
We've got. Fudge.
Pancakes.
Coconut ice.
This is
what I'm talking about.
Okay, well, that's okay. Just because I've voted early. I voted on Wednesday morning, I did. Mm. But that's okay. I am pretty peckish, so I can just pull in after work somewhere, just not vote again, just eat.
But I guess we want to know, for people who've already voted this morning, or maybe you're at a food stall, on 30...
I don't think the polling booths are open yet.
Are they? What? It's 7:45. Yes. Of course they are, Scotty. They would be, of course.
They open at Sparrows.
What about the tradies? What about me? What about them?
They've told us to stop putting sound effects in the show, so now we just sing.
Okay, what are we asking?
Can
13,
I, can
10,
I do
60.
It? 13, 10, 60. What's the number again?
13, 10, 60.
What polling booth has the best food in Brisbane? Lure us there.
Oh, they're open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Well, that's in 15 minutes, guys. So tell us, where do we go for the best polling booth
food? Phones are lighting up.
Thank you. Tell me where I can go and what do you have?
I want to snag a snag. Jamie from Carina Heights. Where are we heading?
To Carina Heights at the
Salvos. Carina Heights.
Yeah.
What's so good about the Carina Heights polling booth, Jamie?
Besides the great spread of fruit over the years, you get the chance to go and pray.
Yes.
You're going to say a little prayer. I say a little prayer for you.
Or you'd be like, say a little prayer for Palaszczuk and whoever the other parties are.
Okay, great. Thanks for the hot tip, Jamie.
Okay,
good
Amanda
Christian
from Petrie. Where should we head for the best polling booth food in Brisbane?
Hi, girls. You definitely got to come down to Kawamba State School at Petrie.
Okay.
So we'll have a sausage sizzle and a bake store. I'm a bit biased. I prefer the sausage sizzle and a big icy cold drink. So make sure you come down to us today.
Tell me what. But you've got to get more specific, Amanda. What's on at the bake store?
Well, definitely. Well, we have an amazing group of families at our school, so they always donate coconut ice, biscuits, cakes, like slabs.
That's all you needed to say. Yep. I was saying a little prayer for coconut ice, so I'm in.
Yeah. And I'm also up for the carrot cake. Carrot cake at polling booths is always...
Is that?
Yeah.
It's on point.
Patty cakes are always a fan too.
Oh, Amanda, we could talk food with you for hours, but
you
we better move on to
amazing.
Jess from Everton Park. Talk us through the food at your preferred polling booth.
Well, Everton Park State High School, you know, we only have a sausage sizzle, but after 2 o'clock today, we actually have a market with a coffee stall and gingerbread and a whole heap of other things. So you can come in and get your Christmas gift early.
What did you say was at the market? It sounded like you said Gigi Hadid, but I missed it.
No, gingerbread.
Oh, gingerbread.
Gigi Hadid's going to go to Everton
why
Park?
I was like, well, that would be a draw card for a lot of people.
We've got a coffee van coming, and the sausage sizzle will move from the polling booth up to the market at 2 o'clock.
You've got food on the move at Everton Park.
Jess, you're in my neck of the woods up there, I must say. Do you need me to make an appearance?
Oh, God. Don't answer, Jess.
I'm kidding, but I'm not. I can if you are.
Because Gigi Hadid's not going. Lee's Carla will be there holding the gingerbread.
Look, I'm a good stand-in. We know that. thanks,
triggered.
Jessica.
Are we doing triggered right now, Scotty, or still later?
Weekend. You're listening to Those Two Girls.
They were like, no,
like, what,
Sarah.
Can you weigh my placenta?
No, that's all the caramello
that?
Koalas
yeah, that
you
was
ate.
It.
Those Two Girls.
Hi, everyone.
Wow.
It's Lise and Sarah.
Wow, hype it up. Hey.
Hey, how's it going? I was in deep thought, Sarah, because I have something to put to you about pets.
Yep.
Okay. How would you
I hate hearing about people's pets. Continue.
I'm not talking about pet. Right. Just don't start off Captain Negativo. Okay. How would you feel about...
Did you say Negativo because I'm wearing an Italian shirt today?
Can you not distract me? I don't care about your Amore Mio shirt. I don't like...
What does that mean?
Something to do with pizza.
I think so. Amore.
Listen to me.
More
listen
for me.
To me.
That's what it means.
Okay. How would you feel about a watch that was made from your pet's fur? Hear me out. I need to give you the facts. Okay. There's a company called Companion Collection that is making bespoke timepieces using the fur from your cat. Okay, so
I mean, you can tart that up with like bespoke pieces as much as you like, but that's the filthiest thing I've ever heard of.
But the process is rather intriguing. So all they need is 4 ounces of your cat's fur. So you just brush your cat, you collect their fur. Wait, you send it off to them, and then you know those sushi mats. You know the mats that you roll sushi with. They do that with your cat's fur. They make it into a wool. You see, and then they add like a waterproof thing, and then they frame it around your watch, and they charge you, Sarah, $200 for a watch made out of your cat's
fur. I mean, as if cats aren't arrogant enough as it is. Well, now you have to go and find their fur after you've cleaned their kitty litter and make it into a watch. What, do you still have to put some flea kill on it as well when you're wearing it? That's disgusting. Honestly, people go silly for their pets.
People are so stupid.
So stupid. Who would actually buy that?
Scotty.
I'll cancel my order then.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.